The State Utilities and Transportation Commission has opened an investigation into last Thursday's 911 emergency line outage. CenturyLink says about 4,500 calls failed to get through during the outage. The telecommunications company says a similar outage that occurred in Oregon around the same time was unrelated. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
CenturyLink says the outage was caused by a technical error in a third-party vendor's call router. The error prevented the system from properly processing calls. In a statement, CenturyLink says it and the vendor have taken steps to implement an enhanced monitoring process and have addressed the router issue. CenturyLink says the 911 system is fully operational and stable. That doesn't satisfy Ziggy Dahl. He's the Washington State E911 coordinator.
We are having daily telephone meetings with CenturyLink until such time as we are all satisfied that we understand what happened, what the exact resolution is, and there's a lesser probability of a similar failure in the future.
Dahl says the outage caught everyone way off guard. He says it appears the problem was with a piece of equipment that was out of state and that caused our network to lock up.
That should not have happened. We have redundancy built in all over the place in our network. So that's one of our principal concerns is why did that happen? How could that have happened? What code got written that allowed for it, and what are we going to do about it?
The State Utilities and Transportation Commission wouldn't comment on an open investigation. The UTC did say they're planning to hold public meetings on the issue. In the meantime, Dahl says it's important for people to keep their local 10-digit emergency numbers handy, just in case. I'm Patricia Murphy,